Sticking our necks out for change comes at a high cost. It often invites unwanted attention, and we can easily become the object of contempt for those who would like to do things their own way. But there comes a point in which we must still speak up. To be sure, many seem to complain about everything. They assume others are out to get them, when in reality, they're simply facing the normal challenges of life. And instead of taking responsibility for their own life, their immaturity and laziness leads them to complain often and loudly. But at the other extreme are those who refuse to speak up about anything. Perhaps we don't want to rock the boat, or draw attention to ourselves, but we also lack faith and play the coward when we don't offer our voice and perspectives when needed. This is not about pushing our own agenda, though it might be part of faithfully taking our promised land. Speaking up is using our voice and insights to bring more life and goodness into the world. Our silence allows too much evil, sin, and even basic neglect to continue to cause unnecessary harm and suffering. As such, speaking up is not just an act of faith, but also a practice of love. We love by taking the risk to speak even when it might cost us. Certainly, our motives might be questioned, and we will likely be attacked when our voice disrupts the status quo. But still, we entrust ourselves to God and we don't give way to fear, boldly speaking up to do our part in bringing about God's best. In the end, your voice is needed. Don't neglect your responsibility by remaining silent. Courageously speak up and use your voice to reflect God's love throughout your life and relationships.